As potential businesses across the state get ready for commercial cannabis sales, communities are beginning to meet their potential new neighborhood sellers, growers, and processors. As part of an ongoing series profiling one new marijuana business hoping to open up shop, Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes looks at how communities are trying to have a say at the most local level.
Inside the large cinderblock multi-purpose room at the Spinard Recreation Center in West Anchorage, the hopeful proprietor of a pot shop stands up to address a few dozen people sitting in plastic chairs.
My name is Jane Stinson. I am a third of a business, a cannabis business called Enlighten Alaska.
Stinson is introducing herself to Spinard's Community Council, the hyper-local body of residents in each neighborhood across the city who weigh in on issues like roads, development, and new businesses coming into the area.
Just let you guys know that this is the face of cannabis.
Businesses like Enlighten Alaska are required by the state to issue public notices to nearby communities as part of their application process. At this meeting, Council President Jedediah Smith says the measure up for discussion is whether or not to set up a small committee that can review permits when the full community council is out of session this summer.
It seems like moving forward, we're not necessarily looking to pass resolutions of support specifically for a business, but more set up a communication agreement with businesses that want to come into the neighborhood.
Which is to say, they aren't for or against anyone just yet. They want a resolution that helps them get to know potential operators like Stinson.
All in favor, 1, 2, 3.
And that's
four.
Not a particularly controversial prospect for folks
12,
at the rec center.
17. Any opposed? Great. Motion passes unanimously.
After the meeting, as people stack chairs and dump out the last of the coffee, Stinson says the unanimous vote is a great sign and means she can move ahead drafting what's called a neighborhood responsibility plan to bring to the next council meeting.
A neighborhood responsibility plan is basically an open dialogue, a communication tool that we're going to be using if there are any issues that come up. We have a way to address them and discuss them.
A line of communication is especially important in this neighborhood because a lot of new pot businesses are expected to open here.
Well, I think that Spinard in the past has been known as the red light district. We're concerned that we might become the green light district.
Jay Stange is a vice president of the council and says that because the permit system goes through the state and the full Anchorage Assembly, communities don't really have any binding power over whether or not a business gets approved to open. Instead, they preside over a review of the nitty-gritty details that have a direct impact on residents.
We have the power to regulate these businesses just like we would regulate any other business, by asking them about their parking, asking them about their hours of operation, asking them about traffic impacts.
Stange says the meetings this summer are designed to work through business plans and the particulars all together and get everyone on the same page.
So the role of this committee is to review applications, and right now I think we might have 6 or 7 affecting the Spinard area.
That's more than entire boroughs.
Yeah, it's a number of them. And so we've had questions, you know, in our community, do we want to be the Amsterdam of Alaska?
In other parts of town, this dialogue between the community council and new businesses hasn't gone quite so smoothly. Another area with a lot of industrial zoning and prime real estate for commercial cannabis falls under the Taku Campbell Community Council in South Anchorage. Jeff Lanfield is president of that council and also a candidate running for state senate. And he says in the last 4 to 5 months, meetings have been consumed with presentations, confusing arguments over regulation, and tangents about marijuana.
I think there's a whole bunch of unintended consequences for the people. Got really excited. They wanted to pass this law. They wanted to have legal marijuana. But then it's like, where'd they all go when it comes to implementing the policies?
But in Spinard, people seem more interested at this point in how businesses would operate rather than a referendum on if they should open at all. Stange is a school teacher and has kids of his own. He has thought a lot about the impacts of commercial cannabis at the community level. And he says what local groups have some influence over is helping a business like Stinson's figure out how to be a good neighbor in the months ahead.
We're trying to have an open line of communication with these people who want to be our neighbors and want to be our vendors. And we want to make sure we know them. We want to make sure they know us, and we want to make sure that whatever they do, it's going to be a positive thing in our community.
Stinson, with Enlighten Alaska, is happy to oblige. Even though she lives in a different part of town, she's begun paying dues to be an official member of the community council in Spinard. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.